We have time for one more quick question. Why did God create all the other planets if we are the only people inhabiting a planet? That is a neat question. And first, I believe you're correct in saying that we're the only people inhabiting a planet. While people have tried for centuries to prove there is life on other planets, there has never been a single bit of credible evidence that proves that life exists anywhere except here on planet Earth. So why then did God create other planets and galaxies? All things were made for His own glory and for His pleasure. Colossians 1:16 tells us, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him." From this verse, we see that the Lord created all things. While scientists continue their debates on how the world got here, we believers know the answer already, don't we? The Lord created all things. Actually, the concept of creation or evolution is not even a scientific matter. Science is based on observation and replication. No one saw how the world was created, and attempts at replication have all failed. Really, creation is a historical question. We have many history books. Which book do we have that is authoritative enough to tell us how the world got here? That's right, the Bible. The Bible starts by telling us exactly how the world got here. Genesis 1:1 states, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." So to repeat what we have learned, God created all things and He created them for His own glory and pleasure. I can imagine the Lord takes great pleasure at looking at all the untainted things in His creation. From the most exotic fish in the deepest oceans to the most beautiful planets in deepest space, all these were created by Him and for Him.